we should get along and get deals done. Now, we can investigate. They look at us, we look at them, it goes on for 2 years. Then at the end of 2 years, nothing's done. Now, what's bad for them is, being in the majority, I'm just going to blame them. You understand? I'm going to blame them. They're the majority. Honestly, it makes it much simpler for me. They will be blamed.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. Welcome to day 657.
We were able to organize everyday people knocking on our neighbor's door, and despite being outspent $4 million, 18 or 13 to 1, despite the fact that we were running against a 10-term incumbent, despite the fact that it was our first time running for office, despite the fact that we didn't have the money, despite the fact that I'm working class, despite all those things, we won.
Democrats won back the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years. Picking up at least 27 seats to give the party a check on Trump and the GOP's economic policy. Here's Nancy Pelosi at a victory speech.
Today is more than about Democrats and Republicans. It's about restoring the Constitution's checks and balances to the Trump administration. It's about stopping the GOP and Mitch McConnell's assaults on Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, and the health care of 130 million Americans living with pre-existing medical conditions.
Some key races are still too close to call as of this morning. Republicans, meanwhile, increased their majority in the Senate, building on their one-seat majority in the chamber by winning Democratic seats in Indiana, North Dakota, and Missouri. Ted Cruz narrowly defeated Beto O'Rourke. The Florida Senate race between Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and Republican Governor Rick Scott is headed for a recount. Montana Democratic Senator Joe Tester is the apparent winner in his bid for re-election to a third term, and Mitt Romney won his U.S. Senate seat in Utah. Democrats did flip at least 7 state governorships. The race in Georgia remains too close to call, where Democrat Stacey Abrams was running to become the first African-American female governor. Democrats also flipped governorships in Wisconsin, Kansas, Maine, Michigan, Illinois, Nevada, and New Mexico. The first openly gay man was elected governor in Colorado, and Democrat Laura Kelly defeated Kris Kobach in the race to be the governor of Kansas. Meanwhile, at least 111 women were elected to office, including the first Native American and first Muslim women. At least 96 women were elected, surpassing the previous record of 84, with 40 women of color headed to the House. Maine and South Dakota also elected their first female governors. The GOP even elected several women, with Marsha Blackburn becoming Tennessee's first female senator. Over in New York, Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez became the youngest woman ever elected to Congress at age 29, followed shortly thereafter by Iowa Democrat Abby Finkenauer. In Florida, voters approved a ballot measure that reinstated voting rights for an estimated 1.5 million former felons. Amendment 4 automatically reinstates voting rights for people with felony convictions upon completion of their sentences, including prison, parole, and probation. Excluded are those who are convicted of murder or a felony sexual offense. Back in D.C., Jeff Sessions resigned as Attorney General at Trump's request. Matthew Whitaker, Sessions' chief of staff, will take over as acting Attorney General and will assume oversight of Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, as well as possible collusion by the Trump campaign. Rod Rosenstein was overseeing the probe because Sessions had recused himself from any involvement with the special counsel. A DOJ spokesperson indicated that Whitaker would take over all matters under the purview of the Department of Justice, including the Mueller probe. Trump has repeatedly attacked Sessions for recusing himself from oversight of the probe in 2017 after it was revealed that he had met more than once with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the 2016 campaign, despite saying that he had not met with any Russians during his confirmation hearing. Mueller, meanwhile, has been looking into Trump's previous statements about wanting to fire Sessions or force his resignation to determine whether those acts are a part of a pattern of attempted obstruction of justice. Whitaker, according to the law, can only serve as acting attorney general for a maximum of 210 days. Here's what Lindsey Graham had to say about Jeff Sessions in 2017.
I'm 100% behind Jeff Sessions. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee sent a pretty chilling tweet yesterday. There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay. Any effort to go after Mueller could be the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency, unless Mueller did something wrong.
House Democrats, meanwhile, are prepared to open multiple investigations into Trump when they take control of the House in January. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to focus on health care, beginning with an investigation of Jeff Sessions' refusal to defend the Affordable Care Act against a lawsuit from Republican-led states. The House Intelligence Committee is expected to revisit Russian election meddling. The Education and Workforce Committee will likely examine Betsy DeVos's efforts to relax regulations for for-profit colleges and limit student loan forgiveness. And the Ways and Means Committee could use a 1924 law to request Trump's tax returns and then make them public with a simple majority vote. Trump Jr., meanwhile, told friends he expects to be indicted by Mueller soon. One former West Wing official who testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee said, quote, "I'm very worried about Don Jr.," end quote, fearing that Mueller could demonstrate that Trump Jr. perjured himself after he testified that he never told his father beforehand about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with Russian officials who were promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. Mueller is expected to submit his final report to the Justice Department in the coming months. John Kelly and former White House counsel Don McGahn urged Trump to wait until Mueller issues his report to fire Sessions. And finally, two more associates of Roger Stone testified before Mueller's grand jury. Mueller is aggressively pursuing the question of whether the longtime advisor to Trump had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks' plans to release hacked DNC emails. At least nine Stone associates have been contacted by prosecutors so far. And before we go, we have a couple of hot takes and exit polls for you. The New York Times says the suburbs defected as Trump's base held last night. The divergent outcomes in the House and Senate exposed an ever-deepening gulf separating rural communities from America's cities and suburbs. The Washington Post says the 2018 midterm elections were a referendum on Trump, while two-thirds of voters said the president was a factor in how they voted. The Guardian says the checks and balances are coming as Trump will face new levels of scrutiny from Congress, but despite Democratic gains, he does still look like he's in a strong position for 2020. NBC News said that healthcare trumped the economy in this election, with 41% of voters citing healthcare as their most important issue, with 23% naming immigration and only 21% naming the economy, which is the only time in at least a decade that the economy hasn't topped the list. The Guardian says we saw historically high voter turnout, especially among young voters who surged for Democrats, and 60% of white men voted for the Republican Party, while women were split between both parties. CBS News also says Trump was a major factor in this midterm election. 44% of midterm voters approve of Trump's job performance. And finally, NBC News says 41% of voters approve of Robert Mueller's handling of the Russia investigation, while 46% disapprove. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
That's such a racist question. Honestly, I mean, I know you have it written down and you're going to tell me. Let me tell you, that's a racist question.
And Mr. President, I want to ask...
You know what the word is? I love our country.